غضبهم في دفعه وكظمه وما يفعل عند الغضب. We continue with the chapter on aspects pertaining to akhlaq. This is a chapter warning against and discouraging anger. Allah Ta'ala has given us the emotion of anger, which is a natural thing. If a person doesn't have anger, then he cannot be a human being. Anger can be used for a good cause, and often it can be used in a wrong way to satisfy one's ego and to make dhulam and oppression. Therefore, we are cautioned in the hadith that we should suppress our anger, because most often that anger stems from one's own ego and one's own personal interests. So there are a few hadith here. Very, very quickly we will look at and see how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam strongly discourages a person becoming angry for the sake of his own ego or for the sake of some dunya reason. For deen, if a person becomes angry, it is correct. He becomes upset, it is correct. It is our misunderstanding that when it comes to dunya, then there we are prepared to become angry. But when it comes to deen, and we say take it easy, don't become angry, become calm. So it's supposed to be the opposite way. Likewise, when the people under us, our subordinates are weaker than us, especially then a person is supposed to suppress his anger. Because obviously someone that is stronger than him, someone that is above him, is going to swallow his anger in front of his boss because he knows that I might lose my job, he's going to swallow his anger. Someone that's bigger than him, now and he knows he doesn't stand a chance, he's going to swallow his anger. So Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Sunni, give me some important advice. One hadith. In another hadith, one person said, what will distance me from the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Second hadith. Third hadith, a person said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ لِي قَوْلًا وَأَقْلِلْ, tell me something and make it short. لَعَلِّي أَعِي, I want to memorize it. Third hadith. Fourth hadith, the person said, قُلْ لِي قَوْلًا, tell me something, يَنْفَعُنِ اللَّهُ بِهِ, tell me something that Allah ta'ala will allow me to derive benefit through it. And the fifth hadith, the person said, دُلَّنِي عَلَىٰ عَمَلٍ, show me an action that will take me to Jannah. For all of these questions, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave one reply. لا تغضب, make sure that you don't get angry. Control your anger. Control your anger. لا تغضب means control your anger. Not that you're not going to become angry. Keep yourself calm. Learn to control your anger. Do not vent your anger. And don't engage in those things that will cause your anger to bubble up. Road rage, just ignore it. There's a problem at home. If you can't handle it, go somewhere else. Come to the masjid. Hazrat Fatima, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhumah had some problem. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu went to the masjid, slept in the masjid. So when there is some problem, move away from the cause of the problem. The moment you start opening your mouth or responding and replying, your anger increases. Shaitan takes hold of a person, his mind doesn't work, and then he ends up doing something he regrets. Sometimes he pulls out a gun, shoots a person dead. Thereafter he realizes that what he did, and now whatever will happen after that. Sometimes he divorces his wife, then he says, Maulana, I divorced her in anger, is there any way for me now to take her back? So sometimes he abuses his own children, hurts someone. And words sometimes are so hurtful. The person says, I forgave him, but you know, the thoughts of those words still hurts me. Sometimes he tells his mother something. Allah Pak save us, Allah protect us. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is advising us that we should control our anger, remain calm, and avoid all those things that will increase our anger. Allah give us tawfiq.